AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and former President Trump are weighing in on Arizona's abortion ban. Ed Donahue has details.
The 1864 law bans abortion in Arizona at all stages of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest. Abortions are allowed only if the mother's life is in jeopardy. Trump was asked if Arizona went too far.
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
Trump does not want a national ban on abortions. He wants limits left up to states. President Biden was asked at a Rose Garden news conference for his message to Arizona voters.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century, not back then. They weren't even a state.
Trump maintains he is proud the three Supreme Court justices he nominated voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Ed Donahue, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike in Gaza has killed three sons and four grandchildren of Hamas's top political leader, adding strain on ceasefire talks, which appear to be gaining some momentum in recent days. The top general for U.S. forces in Europe has told Congress Ukraine will be outgunned by Russia 10 to 1 within a matter of weeks if Congress does not quickly approve more ammunition and weapons. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The clock is ticking on it, and everyone here feels the urgency of that. But what's required is that you reach consensus on it, and that's what we're working on.
Economic news. Sagar Magane reports inflation remained high last month.
Consumer prices outside the volatile food and energy categories were up 0.4% from February. The so-called core prices were up 3.8% measured from a year earlier. It's the third straight month inflation was well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target.
Stocks fell on expectations that could further delay interest rate cuts by the Fed. This is AP News. Two-time Grand Slam champion Simona Halep is returning to tennis a year and a half after an alleged doping violation. Jennifer King has her story.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled in March Halep's test result was unintentional and caused by a contaminated supplement.
It was something that made my my name or my person look bad for something that I didn't do.
She returned as a wild card at the Miami Open, where she lost to her first-round opponent. Now the 32-year-old is headed to Portugal and Madrid.
There I played well, and yeah, there is a chance to get a little bit of confidence.
Halep says family, fans, and a handful of friends helped her get through the uncertainty.
The hardest part is mentally, a little bit, and the gap of almost 2 years.
Halep says she aspires to find herself in the top 10 once more.
To have the precision, to have the, you know, the right game, right decisions when you play, to be clear in the mind, you have to be very good physically.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.